Well, that's I guess that leads us into the queue. Anyway, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Cameron Live. We are a show on BBS Radio and soon to be on iHeart, many stations on iHeart Radio. I want to introduce, she's not really like Co, she's like my partner in crime. I want to introduce Bernadette DiGabriel. How you doing?
Oh, so fantastic. It's been a really great week.
See, you can tell the people what's happening. So, Bernadette, so everyone who don't remember or was in a time warp or whatever, Bernadette is a life coach in Austin, Texas. And I'm live somewhere in Los Angeles. Then we got so crazy news to bring you today. And it's such crazy stuff, you can't believe it. And by the way, remember we were talking about the guy from Empire? It's getting crazier and crazier. You know, the actor? Well, he got fired today from Empire. He's no longer going to work on Empire. Anyway, and then Trump gets involved. You think he has more important things to do being a president. But no, he commented on Justin Smollett's arrest, and Trump couldn't help but give his thoughts on the arrest, factor. Jesse Smollett. This is what he said. I can't believe a president would go out and do that because you don't only like have a few things on the air there. Anyway, president, this is what he said. Jesse Smollett, what about MAGA? And the tens of millions of people who insulted with your racist and dangerous comments. Wow. First of all,
Are we shocked, though, really?
Not really. I think it's stupid. I think it's rather stupid. What he's trying to say is make America great again. And, I've heard people say that his group is rather racist, and some are Ku Klux Klan. I had a friend that told me about it, and he said that he says things to rile people, and one day it's going to backfire on him, But anyway, it's a sad story because if you have to set up your own felony by hiring two people and doing all this mess, don't you think it's an awful mess to do all that?
Yeah, I think it's a waste of time. But,
Yeah, I agree with you. It's
behind,
a waste of time.
Behind the criminal crazy mind, I guess,
Yeah, and you think he got a TV show, or he did have a TV show, and, he's got exposure. And he's trying to say that they're racist and all this stuff. You know what? We got to have a signal. What is racist and what's not racist? What is considered, threatening and what's not threatening? So that's what I think happened to this guy. And I think the president needs to butt out of these issues because, first of all, you're supposed to be commander-in-chief, not commander-in-thief.
Well, that and the fact that, okay, there does need to be a line.
Right, right.
I mean, we're supposed to be focused on world issues, and prejudice is definitely one of them, but it's difficult for, because our leader is probably the most prejudiced individual.
Right. Oh, I agree with you.
In the media. Right now.
Right.
So
you're absolutely right because you hear about the guy in the Coast Guard who was a domestic terrorist. All he had was over 100 weapons, and all he was going to do is kill people. So that
was that it?
Yeah, that's all he was going to do. And he wants to kill Democrats, and he wants to kill all these people. So that's over. That's too much. And we're becoming like a communist country because people won't. You'll be held to what you say, and that's crazy.
Well, it's just breathing in more towards the military.
Yeah, the military.
Yeah, where the military comes in and martial law.
There you go.
That's
martial law.
You know, it's it's laying the foundation for martial law is what is, what is happening. And people need to really kind of wake up and look within instead of look without, because everything that is happening to us because where we are. And
right.
So instead of looking out at everybody else and blaming everybody else for where we are. Now, granted, okay, we could get some help here and there, but honestly,
right.
The real help lies within each one of us. And if we begin to look at that and we begin to really, you know, focus on our own selves, then we are not directing or misplacing or deflecting any action or any type of negative anything towards anybody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because what you're saying is what we've become is a country of, you know, I'm gonna talk about this person, I'm gonna blame this person.
It's all deflection.
Yeah, self-deflection. And I think once Trump hopefully will be out of power, the country will take its hold again, because I think it's all used as a masquerade with people to, like you said, to start on other things. And it's just to me a horrible way to go. But now I got a story for you after this.
Oh.
The Patriots owner, you know, Robert Kraft, they were in the Super Bowl with the Rams. And guess what he does? He's, and this is the lowest you can go. They charge him with solicitation in Florida.
Oh, jeez.
So what I would open up to the audience is, do you think he should lose his franchise for doing this? I think so. It's a moral act, you know. Second, should the NFL commissioner fine him a big fine and have someone run the team, you know, because of this problem? And third, he needs to keep out of public baths. And you know what? How stupid he was. It was a public bath in Jupiter, Florida. That's where was found. So stupid, I gotta say, stupid. You know,
so
to
he
do
was
such
soliciting
act.
For somebody, or he was soliciting
well,
himself?
Allegedly, it was supposed to be, yeah, for himself. And allegedly, a woman came, and then an undercover cop came. And that was it for him. And I think this is a tale of what's going on in our society, because if he could go in there and, you know, do his thing, and the NFL doesn't do anything. See, the NFL talks two ways. When women get beat up during the Super Bowl, or women are getting beat up when there's a football game on, that's one thing, you know. But it's the same thing. And the thing is, what he's telling women is, I only see you as this. You understand? And when he doesn't act like that, and he's an owner of a billion-dollar club, you know what? Maybe we should get rid of him, you know. But you need
to
own a club.
Again, we have to look at the influences even above
right.
him. You
right,
know,
right.
our own president does the same shit and gets away with it, okay?
That's true.
I mean,
he can grab
a woman's vagina and make it sound okay. I mean,
yeah.
Who the Jesus are we anyways? So,
yeah, well, you're right. Exactly right. And it's going to be a big story throughout the week, because this happened today. And he's lucky that it wasn't filmed, where someone had a camera there. He would have been, because then the NFL has to answer to that. And I think the NFL needs to come out with new bylaws. If you do something stupid like that, you lose the franchise. And I think he should, because he doesn't care. He treats women that they're lower than low. Don't you think? That's my opinion.
Yeah.
And why should he own a franchise? You know, why should he own an NFL franchise? Yeah, that's my opinion. Yeah. But anyway, that's in the news. And then, other things in the news I was going to mention is, of course, a man was sentenced to 47 years in prison by beating up his attorney. So that happened today. So his attorney didn't get him out, so he beat him up. So he got sentenced today to 47 years in prison. So that shows
you again more deflection.
Yeah, it is. So anyone out there, it's an article in the BBC America. Anyway, Rihanna continues to celebrate her birthday week by cheering on LeBron James at the Staples Center. But it doesn't help him any with the Lakers, because the Lakers have to get a spot on the on the NBA thing because they don't have a spot, you know. They're not even listed, you know. That's the whole thing. It's a crazy thing. And what else? And then, you know, Trump's going to go to North Korea, probably say something stupid, and he's going to go there next week. So we know about that. That's in the news. And then also, I was going to mention the horrible weather. Have you guys been getting rain out there?
Rain, and it's been cold for us.
Really? How cold has
it
been there?
It's been in the 30s and the 40s. And for us,
it's like here. Out here, it's been like 30s and 40s. And you know what? We never get snow. You never hear, once in a blue moon we'll get snow. We get snow on the ground. Because, you know, in California, it's always about 70 during the wintertime. And when we get down to 30 or down to even the 20s, it's pretty bad. So last night, in my neck of the woods, it was in the 40s. And it was cold this morning. It must have been 34. It was cold, you know?
Wow.
You know when it's cold? When the dog doesn't want to go out. The dog didn't want to go outside. She says, hey, I'm not going out.
My little Luna looked at me and she's like, are you out your mind, woman?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you thinking?
mine's saying, I don't want to go outside. You go outside. You know?
Yeah. No, anyway. I'll pee right here. It's okay. I got this. I'm going to pee right here.
Yeah, well, they do. They do pee right there. That's the problem. We got my sister's dog. She got three. So she got a small one, terrier, and the second one is a, like a schnauzer. She's big. And she guides all the other dogs. Can you imagine?
Aww.
She guides all the other dogs, but she can be mean and wild too. She runs around and bites them. She has her own little viciousness. And then the last one's a Shih Tzu, and she's like lost in the sun. So there you go. We have to scream at her to come back. You know. So that's some of the fun things I have to talk about. But anyway, tell us about your seminar. Because people ask me, now that you got a location, where is it going to be?
It's in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
So we're going to be doing it at the Third Eye Meditation Studio, which I'm really excited about. It is a workshop.
Ooh.
Starts April 26th and 27th.
Okay.
And there are plenty of hotels because we are Fifth Street. It's Fifth Street downtown, y'all.
Ooh,
so, you know,
wow.
Right? And you have access to Fifth, Sixth, and Rainy Street are just like right across the highway. So, great location, really wonderful people, very excited about it. You know, let's dive into this relationship thing. You know, let's
peel
back, shed the toxic layers, and get really down into the nitty gritty of disconnecting from toxic relationships. So, if people
are you going to have a banquet? Someone asked me that. Are you going to have a banquet where people will introduce each other?
I don't know that my definition is the same as that individual's, but I am going to, for this particular workshop, we're going to have a meet and greet. That's what Friday night is.
Meet and greet
the 26th.
With...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We're gonna meet everybody who's gonna be involved in the workshop, and we're gonna go over a few points, and expectations and all of that. So that'll be Friday night.
Friday night when my show's on, or particularly, they'll be able to go to it because this year it's cool because all the, you know, like I said, it's been a crazy year, but maybe I'll be able to go to it because I'm going to go to Miami in April. I'm going it's a weird time, like on a weekend, and then I have Delta. I'm going to get my flight tomorrow. But Delta goes to Miami. We're only going to be there for a couple of days. But you can imagine going to Miami. They want
I love Miami.
Is it nice? I've never been. Is it nice?
Oh, my God. It's beautiful. And the ocean is like it's my love. It's magical. I love it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really?
Miami's water is so nice and beautiful. The beaches, sand is so soft and white. And the only beach that I have been to that has been clearer, in my opinion, is Haiti.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I know about Haiti because the water's clear. That means it's
water
like Hawaii.
So clear.
It's like Hawaii. Hawaii's like that. Has that, you know, water like that. That's phenomenal. Now, you know, being that I'll go to Miami, it gets very humid, right, in April? Very humid weather? Like in April?
Yeah, well, yeah, you're not as bad in Miami as you are inland because you at least have, you know, what comes off the ocean. You know, the,
right, that's
a
true.
Little bit of a respite.
Yeah, whatever comes up. You know, but you know what? It'll be a nice. We're going to go with a group of 20 people, and a religious leader is going to come from Japan. Oh, Danny Cruz. All right. I'm going to have you listening to Danny Cruz. You helped him.
Okay.
You helped Danny Cruz.
Oh, awesome.
I want to introduce Danny Cruz. Danny, are you on? Hello,
yes.
Hello.
Hi, Cameron, everybody.
Hi, Danny. A lady that helped you in the past. Bernadette is on.
Oh, Bernadette's hey, thank
on my
you
show.
So much for all of your help, everybody.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah.
Welcome.
She was, you know, when you were going through a rough road, she was out there to help you. So tell everyone what's going on with Danny Cruz.
Help.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what's going
guys,
on with Danny Cruz?
Yeah. Oh, plenty of stuff is happening. Tonight I called in. I wanted to talk to you guys about CIA NRO connection to flying saucer technology. It has a little bit to do with some history that I had in Washington, D.C. with my company. First of all, I'll start off with the company's website so our listeners can go there if they want to check it out. It's www.deepspacepac.com so your listeners can get a glimpse of what technology flies flying saucers in the first place. So your listeners can get a look at for themselves what kind of technology. It's electrical propulsion system that basically what the higher you amp it up, the more the thing can do. So before I went out to Washington, D.C., I had to give the CIA a call, and they took a look at the white paper. The white paper is basically a 7-page summary of what the technology can do. You can find it on the website. And they said, okay, we took a look at this. Call Westfield Acquisition Research Center. They're connected to the National Reconnaissance Office. And the NRO, they were very helpful along the way. The NRO said, okay, talk to our Acquisition Research Center. Go through the portal there and send it there. And we're, right now it's sitting in their white paper library in the unclassified section for all the private sector companies like Skunk Works, Booz Allen Hamilton, Honeywell, all those companies can take a look at it right now. It's basically up for grabs to be touched. So the technology flies flying saucers. It teleports objects. The company went public for the first time. We all know Skunk Works has flying saucer technology, but the president of the company, the diplomat of Los Angeles, wanted to basically pass down this knowledge. It was his dream to basically share with the public, pass it down, pass his high knowledge of this technology down to the public for the first time ever in this way. And it's there for everybody to look at. And for the first time, we were looking for BAAs, broad agency announcements. We went through Project Damien was one of them. You can see it online. Where to prevent near-Earth object impact. But the CIA's involvement with this was really up at the top. They were the ones who guided me, saying, you know, you need to get this into Westfield. It's the National Reconnaissance Office. And it went all the way through Wright-Patterson Air Force Material Command. Edwards Air Force Base, when they first looked at it, they said, okay, we need this at Wright-Patterson Air Force Material Command. And when I got to the unsolicited proposals part of that, they gave me a list of all of the Air Force research laboratories. They're like, okay, choose the one that most fits this technology. And I went, okay, Kirtland Air Force Base, Directed Energy Department, most fits this one technology the best. So the director of propulsion, Kirtland said, okay, we're going to send this to the electrical propulsion over at Edwards Air Force Base, where all the scientists and collections from Russia, Japan, Israel even, you know, Israel, because you work with Mossad, Cameron. They were
I never heard of you.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, all the scientists in the world in collections are at Edwards Air Force Base up there in collections. They took the one over of it, and they said, based on originality, we already have this technology because we know they have the flying saucers and the laser systems that teleport objects. We're not going to fund this because we already know this. All we wanted to do is put it out there for the public to see. So we weren't funded, but we got it out there, and that was our main goal was to get it out there so people can see this technology for themselves. The white paper's out there in an unclassified library. The website's out there for people to look at.
Right.
But the CIA had no other choice but to say, okay, we need to direct you. We have no other choice. We need you to have this in the National Reconnaissance Office white paper library. You need to put it through the portal. We need to listen to you because we can't ignore this technology that you're presenting to us.
Right. So it's true.
I just want the public to know, you know, that, you know, the CIA's involvement with this technology is real. The National Reconnaissance Office has its hands on it. They're the ones over the Navy, the intelligence agency over the Navy. The NRO, for our listeners, if they don't know, the NRO are right over the
Navy.
Now,
what is the NRO? So you explain it to the audience.
The National Reconnaissance Office. It's a big blue building. Yeah, it's a big, beautiful blue building over in Virginia. I went over there. I was over there. And the National Geospatial Agency is very involved in it. The CIA, the National Reconnaissance Office, the National Geospatial Agency, Edwards Air Force Base, Electrical Propulsion, all very involved. They even got so involved, Office of Special Investigations at Edwards Air Force Base, and we were talking about this earlier today, and early on last week, the special agent they assigned to me just for my company, for the Secret Service, for fraud and embezzlement. They assigned me a special agent from the Secret Service just for the company, just because of the black market. Yeah, they gave me a special agent from the Secret Service just for the company because it's the black market. So I have a special agent. His name is Casey. I tried to get him on the show. I left him a message on his voicemail saying, I'd like for you to come on the show and talk about this black market
that
the United States has with this technology. I mean, it's a... literally looking for broad agency announcement funding. It's a spectrum. You got, based on originality, we already have this type of responses from Edwards Air Force Base. In the Department of Energy, I had a 14-week government panel opened up, and they said it's too much like, it's too much like what they have already, or it's not enough like theirs. So the, it's not enough like theirs, where it's not enough like what they have, or it's too much like what they have. It's a really interesting spectrum of no funding available.
Well, you know, it is. What you're telling us is all of these things have been going on. That's why I noticed recently a lot of chemtrail, been a lot of chemtrail in the air. And that's an item because we've never seen so much in the past couple of years. Like we've had recently, a lot of chemtrail in the air. You know about that, right?
Oh, you know what else is going on in the air? Yeah, the chemtrails. You know what else is going on in the air is the 5G network for cellular phones, the type of frequencies that these new cell phone networks are going on with. It's not good for the brain. These frequencies are going to start changing the way people behave.
That's
the
true.
Kind of frequencies.
We're going to get Burnett involved in our conversation. Burnett,
yeah,
can you believe
I had no idea that the 5G network was effective, would affect people's behaviors. I've not heard that. That's very interesting.
Yeah. The electrical frequencies that have been experimenting on, people have been experimenting on the electrical frequency of how humans behave, just getting up there and how the groups of people behave. That's one of the things Joseph Burke, he's the president of my company, was talking about. A little bit about HARP. The electrical frequencies that they shoot up in the high atmosphere.
Maybe you want to share with the people out there what HARP is, because we hear about HARP in different ways. But tell what
HARP.
I
can't remember the acronym that it stands for, but it's a high amplitude of electricity that's shot up in the high atmosphere.
Okay.
And it can go from weather, changing the weather, and changing the weather and creating storms. Hurricanes, and who knows, human behavior might be part of that as well.
Could be, because you know when there's a storm.
Directed towards human behavior, but FEMA might be part of that too. You know, the FEMA trains and FEMA was surprised to hear about Project Damien. I talked to one of the directors of FEMA, and he was surprised to hear there's a near-Earth object impact type of project going on, where they have asteroid collision with Earth projects going on. He's like, I'm surprised I haven't heard about this, where they're still dealing with Katrina and everything like that, but they have, he was surprised that he hadn't heard about this plan to save the world from near-Earth object impact collision.
That's
interesting. A really big disaster plan. Yeah, all the defense, Department of Defense, the Air Force, NASA, FEMA, Department of Interior, all sorts of the government, all the agencies are involved in.
That's funny. So anyway, so explain to me and Bernadette, all these revelations have been coming out through the about.
Well,
the
they all fit together. They're definitely all they're all lined up. They all do play a role together. They are all definitely a one golden thread.
Interesting. We were talking about Danny when he was doing my show. We were talking about UFO stuff that's been going on. And, in fact, we had our studio lights just go off. Could you imagine?
Oh.
It's going off.
Yeah, we were in there, and we talked about the Nazis. And that's when the lights went out.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
We talked about the Nazis, and the lights went out. Now, back to flying saucers. I saw that flying saucer on July 19th of 2013. And a little bit about the secret Edwards Air Force Base. Now, T.J. Turner, he's the chief of security. We were trying to get an interview with him, Cameron, back in 2016. And we worked with public affairs up at Edwards back and forth quite a bit. And it was T.J. Turner who said, yes, you can have an interview. And public affairs said, no, you can't. And then T.J. Turner tried saying, well, let's work with try and make an agenda that works with them, and then the answer became no again. But he definitely tried to give us an interview.
Because he did give
us... But he's the one who... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Go ahead about TJ. You were talking
He was
about
trying his hardest. Yeah, TJ was trying his hardest to get us the interview, but public affairs just wouldn't let him get that information out. But he did get the information out to me privately on the phone, where he confirmed what Joseph Berg, the president of my company, told me. He said that the July 19th sighting of the flying saucer over Covina was, in fact, a Skunk Works flying saucer. He told me personally. He said that flying saucer that Joseph Berg did say was was ours was indeed a Skunk Works flying saucer. And he went on to say that... Yeah,
so
that
the people... So what you saw was actually... You did see the flying saucer that at that point, because we saw something. You remember, we went out for dinner, and the sky was real strange. And I said to you, I go, this is strange. And it was, because it had color in the sky, you know?
I noticed some strange colors, too, but I didn't want to confuse it with, like, maybe fireworks going on Pomona Fairplex having the fair going on or something like that. But I definitely saw some strange colors at night. I noticed, you know, for instance, there were no stars, and some stars were seeming to flicker in into existence, and some were flickering out.
Which is unusual.
Strange. Yeah, very nice. I saw some strange starlight going on, too.
Well, you know, it is the, when we were doing our other show on L.A., you know, L.A. Talk Radio, it was really interesting because at night, a phenomenon would come out. Is that true? Certain phenomena would come out. Now, I wanted to talk about, we used to do a show on sightings, Bernadette. We used to talk about sightings. And most of the sightings that we talked about were normally in the national press. So, like, for example, there was one that happened a year ago. It was a cigar-shaped interstellar object. Well, that was a real thing. That happened over the skies of Los Angeles, and it's been all over Mexico. They've seen that.
Now, you also talked about the bell, the Nazi bell being over Edwards Air Force.
Right, that's true. That's still around. I think Go ahead, tell me what your theory on the bell is. But I have a theory too.
Right. Well, I do believe that the Nazi, I hate to eliminate the fact of extraterrestrials being in existence, but I do have this theory that what we are seeing is Nazi technology. Project
right.
Blue Book needs to be thrown out. It's just a bunch of bull. You know, Project Blue
right.
Book was a hoax in itself, and I do believe Project Paperclip is what we need to focus on. The Nazi technology
right.
brought over the Nazi scientists and how far they developed the flying saucer technology, electrical
uh-huh.
propulsion systems, is definitely very important. And we can't forget that they were working with the paranormal, the supernatural, and the possibility that extraterrestrials or something that they tapped into does exist. But
right.
I don't think we can eliminate extraterrestrials or a higher power, but I think that we can't eliminate the fact that what we do have stems from the Nazis.
Well, yeah. Because,
I think
see,
that
Burnett,
the,
why,
the Nazis do
we're,
play
we
a
were
role.
Talking about, cause there was a show on, you remember that one where they talked about UFOs, ancient UFOs? Well, they talked
mm-hmm.
about that, and we talked about it on the show, and in fact, one of the guys said he heard it on the show in Los Angeles, which probably was our show, and he said that he heard the show talk about all these different things. So they do exist, and the problem is, like you and I know, that people don't want to believe what they don't want to believe, but they do exist. And the bell, to answer your question on the bell is mm-hmm. allegedly hidden in Roswell. I heard. I don't know if that's true. But I heard it's
now
in
I
Roswell.
Heard that Roswell. I heard that they shot the Roswell man. The spaceman was shot. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, I never heard that. That's a good question. I never heard that.
My grandmother told me that.
She's probably right. She's probably right because
they
you know those
him.
Days, Burnett. What they would do. So Burnett is part of our show, which he is. And what we want to say is the in those days. They didn't want people to have information. So what they
right.
did is they
right.
shot the spaceman, not to, you know, like the CIA or, was it the CIA or was one of the other intelligence they alleged that shot him, you know?
Yeah,
but
they were trying to keep everything quiet. And I was
yeah,
just
now they can't because
I'm trying, I'm scraping my brain.
No, go ahead,
darling. I was listening to, who was talking about that, you know, the early arrivals and communications actually with extraterrestrials and
uh-huh.
how, you know, they were really trying to work in peace in tandem with, you know, Earth. And our higher officials really shut it down. And then that's shortly after that is when all of the abductions started taking place and
right.
more of a negative connotation, you know, started being associated with extraterrestrials, and
right.
it was done on purpose because they wanted to scare the people into believing that, you know, extraterrestrials were here to harm us and take over the world and whatever, and you
right.
know, so it's just this big conspiracy theory,
right.
you know, I guess for some, but
Burn
yeah,
it
it's incredible, yeah.
Bernadette, are you going to contact in the desert?
Excuse me?
Are you going
it's
to contact in the desert?
Contact in the desert.
Are we going to contact in the desert? Are we, Cameron?
Yes. We go every so we don't go every year, like, you know, because it's the same old stuff. But this year we're going to go. It's going to be in the place out in Palm Desert. But it's very hot. And see, the problem with contact in the desert is, they have a lot of people that wrote books about their journeys, but you know, after a while, you buy a book there, it's similar, very much the same. Don't you agree, Danny?
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, I was wondering
we went,
if Bernadette was going, because Laura Eisenhower is going there, and my grandfather protected President Eisenhower from an assassination attempt.
Really?
And President Eisenhower was said to have made the contract with the aliens for their space technology. I was just wondering,
yes.
you know, Eisenhower
yes.
was one of the leading men into the technology that extraterrestrials gave to the planet in the first place. That's
yeah.
one of the conspiracies.
You know, well, we have to wonder how back in even the 40s that we had some of the technology accessible to the, you know, higher officials. How did they have access when that kind of technology, you know, communication technology wasn't available? Does that make sense?
True.
It's like where did
it
go?
Yeah, and how we just jumped.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really
how it jumped. The technology suddenly went to another bar. And that's what I hear you saying. That is true.
I think we're going to see an influx of extraterrestrials. I think we're going to see an influx coming up.
Well, Bernadette and Cameron, we also have the people with superpowers that go back through ancient India and Israel and throughout the Bible. People who have, like, I have experiences of teleportation and telekinesis and seeing phenomena such as white light shine on me. And these experiences, like telepathy, when we had Annie Jacobson in, we had an interview with Annie Jacobson, Uri Geller's close friend. She wrote a book called America's Secret Studies into ESP and Psychokinesis. We had a telepathic experience caught in on our interview, Cameron. Cameron caught the telepathic communication right as it happened, and I didn't tell him when. But I heard Annie Jacobson's voice say, "Thank you, Danny," and Cameron knew exactly the word where she
Yeah, because the way she
word.
Was talking, I knew there was a code, and it happened. And she was, did a movie, right? Annie Jacobson did a movie.
And she was later on interviewed by Upars after our interview. Upars interviewed Annie Jacobson also. But we got the interview first. Upars had her too, yeah. But we got the first interview, and Uri Geller personally referred Annie Jacobson over to us. I got the interview through Uri Geller.
Oh, wow.
And that ties back to Edwards Air Force Base again, because Director Frank Mead Jr. had a teleportation physics study that I was connected to back in 2007. And Dr. Frank Mead Jr. asked for a two-page synopsis on my teleportation experience and white light experience and telepathy. And and 5 years later, I saw a flying saucer, but he correlates people who teleport with seeing flying saucers. And
it's
I saw a flying saucer 5 years later after I teleported. So I correlated two really important pieces of data for the Air Force. And they really...
Did you ever...
TJ, yeah, he said the consistency was confidential.
Right.
He said
his perception
was confidential.
They know because stuff like that, especially, you know, what you say about health, that comes about. In fact, there was in the sky, we did a show, and we saw a beaming noise, and it was. I think they were wanting to find out what we were doing. That's what I think.
We are all about this. Cameron has just been a light
and
in my life. Before I went to Washington,
it's Camellia. Jose helped us a lot because, you know, he was, it's so sad when I think about Jose because he was trying to come to let people know about his knowledge. And as he got worse health-wise, we really don't know what happened, you know? Just a sad thing.
Well, he was doing what Joseph Berg was doing, was passing down the knowledge. Just like DNA is meant to pass down the knowledge to the next generation, Jose was being a father to the knowledge, was passing it down. The greatest story never told, UFOs,
right.
He was passing down the knowledge. Just like DNA is meant to pass down the knowledge to the next generation, he was doing that with his films. And he was being a father to all the people that was great.
You remember Jose, right? Jose was different than people I've met, and we call him the rod man. He was into the rods. He's in the rods.
And the greatest story never told with Laura Eisenhower and Sean Stone and you, Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Well, Laura Eisenhower.
I was the co-producer in the movie, too.
That's right. Laura Eisenhower, we're going to see if we can get her to do do our show during that seminar, because it's hard to get her, you know, get her put, but maybe we can get her during that time. I can do a live show that time. And,
through Laura Eisenhower, Patricia and Julie texted me through Laura Eisenhower, and they called me a blessed family connection. I was talking to Laura, and all of a sudden, Patricia and Julie texted me and said I was a blessed family connection.
That's wonderful.
First family of President Nixon. Yeah, that was something else.
Well, you heard what they're saying about Nixon. He had different phenomena of things in his life. There's a book going to be coming out that will get the author, I think, maybe in contact but they talked about Nixon and his abilities with UFOs. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, he had a lot of flying saucer experiences too, because he was right under Eisenhower, and then all of a sudden he had the military-industrial complex at his fingertips.
That's true. And then, you know the story about Jackie Gleason. He took Jackie Gleason.
Yes, he took him to.
Yeah, tell the story
to
everyone.
Where they? Well, I was watching this YouTube video. Yeah, I don't know which Air Force Base. Do you know? Can you tell the audience?
I think it's in Florida, somewhere in Florida. Because he went to California.
I think it was in California.
You know, it was, because it would have been somewhere, I think it was Edwards, because he was in the desert, and he talked about meeting with the people. So I think, because he used to play golf, and they said that time that Eisenhower had a heart attack. And what it was is he didn't have a heart attack. He was meeting with the UFO people.
He could have been poisoned, but I don't think he was poisoned.
No, but I
don't
think it was
poison.
I think it was a heart attack. And then they told people a different story. Now there's going to be a movie based on that, of what happened, what really happened. But people thought he had a heart attack because, he had a couple of them in those days. And then Nixon had that experience. Maybe you share about them going on the base, and Jackie Gleason never believed in the God, like, he in a different way from that experience.
He showed the alien. Yeah, apparently showed Jackie Gleason the alien body.
Yeah, that's I can imagine. It probably shook him up, probably a lot.
And he went in his
know?
Private car. Yeah, Nixon was driving alone in his private car, all by himself.
With the alien. Or was it the alien?
No,
in the
with
car?
Jackie Gleason.
Oh, Jackie Gleason.
No, with Jackie Gleason.
Freaked out.
Yeah, he took him in his private car. Yeah.
So anyway, see, Burnett, we give you the facts of UFOs. We had all of them. To give you the facts of
UFOs.
Yeah. We're going to have
very
on
informative.
Next show, you'll bring back my buddy, who we miss a lot, who we had on the show before, our UFO investigator. He called. I want to get him back on. He's very. You talked to him, Bernadette. He was. He's now working on about four countries, and he's a nice guy. And he, as they say, he told us a lot. And then he had a problem with MUFON, because MUFON were not telling the truth on a lot of things. So he kind of told me, said, yeah. Go
Can
ahead,
I just? I just want to just say a few rest in pieces to Jose Escamilla, Ernesto Macias, and Joseph Berg, and I have to sign out right now.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much, Danny, for coming on.
God bless you both, Cameron and Bernadette.
Oh,
it was a pleasure being with you guys.
Thanks.
That was Danny Cruz. I call him the UFO man. He was on our show. We're gonna have all these different people that we had before. We thank you, Danny, so much. And then we're going to get into the author about Mars, about what's up in Mars. So it's interesting stuff that we're not just a show on one subject. We have many. And what makes our show different is we get to the people. And it's funny, I had an experience today. I had to go meet someone on a business thing, and the guy was talking to me all about he woke up and he couldn't see the mirror in his room. And I go, what is that all about? He says, well, the mirror was showing me my old self. Isn't that interesting? We didn't even mention certain things, and he mentioned that. So things, people come up with things you don't know. You really don't know.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, one other thing you can do right now, as they say on radio, you could talk about your seminar, because we want to sell it out. So tell people how they can register for it. If you have a website or something?
Yes, you go online, divinityisyou.com.
Okay.
Email me, BernadetteDGabrielle@gmail.com. You can hit me up on Facebook, Bernadette D. Gabrielle, on Instagram, Bernadette D. Gabrielle. Just any which way you want to reach out, I am social media, email, website. You can call me, 512-902-5377. Just go ahead and, connect with me, because this is really, people struggle a lot with relationships. And it doesn't even necessarily mean, you know, an intimate relationship with a significant other, but
right.
whether it's work-related, family-related, just an acquaintance, you know, whatever, you know, individual and whatever circle that individual is in, you know, we all have those that drain us of our energy. I call those energy suckers.
Right,
and
right.
we need to learn how to identify them. You know, Cameron, how you interact with people, and when you're done, it's not that you did anything, just that you feel so drained. You
right.
feel
That's
like
true.
Everything has been just sucked right out of you, and you can't figure out why. It's like, wait, I just went to lunch with this person, and I feel like I need to go into hibernation. You know, there's
funny.
A reason. Yeah,
right.
but there's a reason for that. And to get to the bottom of that, to be able to restore yourself, shed all of that toxic stuff that draws these people to you, you know, just it's going to be really beneficial to everyone. So if you really want to improve your world, your life, and experience a level of happiness you've not experienced before, this workshop is for you. So hit me up.
Well, also, you're going to have the pricing, how much it will be. And people ask me, so I said, next show, she'll talk about that. And then about where you're going to have it. Is it near the city? Is it right in the center
it's
of the
right
city?
It's right downtown. It is
oh,
right downtown.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. You
yeah,
take,
I'm
they
really
have an
excited
airport
about
there.
This venue.
They have an airport mm-hmm. there where people can fly in and then visit Austin. I heard Austin's a nice city. So people
yeah,
out there,
and
you get to see it. Really nice.
Yeah. Austin Bergstrom Airport. There's only one, AUS.
Yeah. Thank God. And then there's...
And if you need... any information, you can hit me up, and I will, you know, help you the best I can with, you know, hotel information, whatever.
Restaurants.
But, yeah. I mean, you're going to be downtown. Y'all are going to be downtown. So, I mean, everything is within walking distance, honestly.
Do they, we were talking about Austin. Do they have a restaurant you would say is the best in town that people would want to go to?
We have a lot.
Okay.
We really do. We have so many different restaurants that are absolutely amazing. It just really depends on what the individual wants.
Right.
We have an incredible spread of vegan restaurants, which is fantastic.
Oh, they got vegan. Wow, that's great.
Oh, yeah, everywhere, yeah. And, you know, we have great, you know, for the meat eaters, we have something for y'all. We have, you know, it's Austin. We're keep Austin weird, right? We are full of
yeah.
diversity.
Well, it's like people call it the Berkeley of Texas. They call
Austin. The Berkeley of Texas, yeah.
The Berkeley of Texas. And by the way, people want to know about the weather. The weather will be nice. It's kind of nice and hot.
It will be nice. It's going to be the end of April, so yeah.
Right.
I mean, you're gonna be right on the cusp of our summer, but you're still going to have the spring. So we should be right around 80s, 90s.
Right. And
yeah.
I was going to tell everyone I got a weather report for the area, and I'm going to give people the weather. People want to know. They ask me, you don't give the weather report. Well, we don't have so much time. Right?
You're right.
We only have so much time on the radio, but I want to give a synopsis because in our 56 degrees in L.A., and tomorrow it's going to go up to 62, and the low will be 41. So 56 for us is a very cold day, a cold night. So everyone
yeah.
out there, you know, ask me about that. And then also next week we're going to try to get Ken. You remember our friend Ken? He'll be coming on. He'll talk about UFO stuff. And Ken, by the way, by MUFON was awarded on his efforts. He's like the master of all these things. And then people ask me about MUFON. MUFON's going to be this year, and they're going to have their symposium in Irvine. So I don't know if I'll be able to go, but we will find out because I got so many events. You know, I got the Comic-Con. And then also I got some bad news on one event, the League. Well, what they did now, they closed it down for press. It's called the Innings You remember we talked about it? Well, they're not allowing mm-hmm. press now, which is weird. But you know what? C'est la vie. If they want to do it with no media, good luck. You know?
Right.
So that's
right.
That's how they say it. Anyway, I was going to say, we only have 30 seconds, but I want to thank Bernadette for coming on. As always, she's going to be on every week, every Friday. And then what we're going to do eventually is she'll have her seminar. I'll get to maybe meet her seminar. And she's got a great website. So everyone out there, have a wonderful weekend. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you, everybody. We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Cameron.
Take care. Have a good week. Okay, take care. Good night.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.